it's February 6th, and February 6th happens to be Safer Internet Day. We want to find out what Google is doing to keep the internet safe for our kids, many of whom are using smartphones and tablets and accessing the internet in ways that we never could have imagined when we were their age. Joining us right now, Google family technology expert LaToya Drake. LaToya, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So there are a lot of kids using the internet. By kids, we're talking 6, 7, 8 years old, right?
That's right. I mean, the numbers are pretty interesting. If you think back several years ago, you would have never imagined that kids at the age that they are really using smartphones and social media the way that they are. The number to keep in mind there is like over 75% of kids between ages of 6 and 12 are using smartphones. 50% by the time they are 12 have social media accounts. So it is really important that we start to think about and really openly discuss how we keep kids, you know, safe online and also making responsible decisions.
Well, because before they were using smartphones and tablets and those go-anywhere devices, we always said, well, as long as you leave the family computer out, you know, in a room where mom and dad can look over the shoulder and easily see what they're doing on their screen, they should be safe. Well, now kids are taking these tablets with them everywhere, you know, including in their rooms and in places where they can be alone. So we do need to really monitor closely what they're doing. And it's getting harder and harder for parents, isn't it?
And one of the things that we've been thinking about, to your point about taking devices wherever you are, kids are online and really enjoying really positive things, but we do want to make sure parents are given the tools that they need it. They need to really keep an eye on what their kids are doing and also really help their kids to make responsible decisions. There's an app that we've created. It's called Family Link. And when your kids get to the point and you're ready to put them online and give them smartphone devices like Android devices, this is meant to give you the tools to, you know, one, manage the types of apps that they can download, manage things like screen time. And then when we say manage things like screen time, we mean setting some limits. If you want your children to be online 4 or 5 hours and maybe 2 hours or 30 minutes, you have the ability to set those types of things. And how about when kids are about to go to bed and you want to be able to say, hey, time to shut the devices down. There are things like bedtime where it automatically gives you the tools to let kids know we're done with the phones, we're done for today, we'll pick it back up tomorrow. But again, the point here is how do you give parents the tools they really need to monitor and to be on top of what their children are having access to.
Yeah. Google has a program called Be Internet Awesome. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this Be Internet Awesome, it's actually a website. It's almost gamification of safety and being aware of what you're doing online, if you will. So it's a website that kids can go to and they can play games and they can learn things about protecting your online identity. They can learn things about cyberbullying, which is a hot topic. It's also a great it's a great tool for teachers to use to really bring into the classroom so that they can start to teach about online safety and really being responsible about your time online in the classroom.
Well, these things are so important because the internet is a wonderful tool. There's so much positive stuff, as you mentioned, for kids online. We just really have to make sure that they stay in the positive direction and away from the negative stuff.
That's exactly right, and we think we've got some tools to help parents with that.
If people want more information, LaToya, where can they find it?
They can search for Be Internet Awesome, and they can also download the Family Link app.
All right, good stuff. LaToya, thanks a lot. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.